Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thank you to all of you who've been buying the book. Amazon's been pretty busy lately, so we thank you for that. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ruth King. Ruth is the author of The Courage to Be Profitable. She's the creator, the founder, and the King Biscuit over at ProfitabilityRevolution.com, which is Ruth, tell us what's going on over there.
We broadcast 24/7, 365 news, ideas, strategies for small businesses. And believe it or not, we have over 450 videos in the library now. So if you need to make payroll next Thursday, we can probably tell you how it is. So if you're tossing and turning at 3 o'clock in the morning, go look it up because it's there, and go back and have pleasant dreams.
One of my favorite things I get to do around here is see things get born in the minds of my Brain Trust members. They watch it being born and then watch it come to fruition.
Yeah,
and this was a baby that you had on your mind and then you birthed it and then now you've grown it in. It's just so much fun for me to see that happen and see it turn into a great success. So congratulations on that, Ruth. So folks, check it out. Take advantage of it. ProfitabilityRevolution.com. It's a great site. Okay, Ruth, we're talking about people who steal from their employers. Let me tell you a real quick story. I know a company, family business. The father stepped down for years. The father ran the business. The daughter was like the accountant and kind of took care of the numbers. And then the brother came back after being away in corporate America for a while when the father stepped down, and the father gave the reins to the brother. Now, I never heard that the daughter wanted the reins or whatever. But for whatever reason, he came back, took the reins, and treated his sister very well, but he made more money.
Yeah, no kidding.
Over a period of time, they found out she'd embezzled $85,000.
Yeah. She wanted the same amount that he was making, because it was only quote-unquote fair.
And she would just get, because she was the bookkeeper, she would just buy stuff and put it and pay for it, and in her mind, it was rationalizing the difference.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't think she was stealing.
No, I know. It's really scary. Yeah, but the thing that
so if family will do it, anybody will do it.
Yeah. And the way I look at it is I was told this when I was like 26 years old by a very, very wise
business person. Year before last.
Yeah, year before last. Thanks, Jim. That the job of a good embezzler is to become the trusted bookkeeper.
Ah.
And so he trusted her. He was her sister.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh, absolutely. Yep. And boy, talk about a nightmare for the family when all that.
Oh my gosh!
Came
yeah.
To us. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what else can we do? You're a financial professional. Give us some advice.
Well, there's one thing that solves 90% of the problem, and that's to send your bank statements to your home.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the bank statements before you bring them into the bookkeeper. The bookkeeper never signs checks. You know, had that story I told you, had she been able to sign checks and had check signing authority, they couldn't have prosecuted her because she could have written any check she wanted, but since she forged a check, they could prosecute her. And that was the big difference. But, you know, also, you know, she just looked at it and said, okay, I'll just pull the check. I'm balancing the checkbook. They never look at the bank statements. They'll never find it.
Right.
Well, they did. So send your bank statements home. It takes you 10 minutes at most to look through all the checks. And it's not only your employees who could be stealing from you, because I had a guy call me on the phone and I said, you're not going to believe this. And I said, yeah, I am. What's going on? He said, well, I did what you said. I sent my bank statements home. And I looked at this check, and it looked really, really weird. And they had written it to some company for like 50-some-odd dollars. And it came back $550-some-odd dollars. And he said, this didn't look right to me. So the next morning, he goes to the bookkeeper and says, pull the back up. And sure enough, it was $50-some-odd dollars. And the vendor employee stole.
Wow. Yeah, I've heard of that, too. Yeah, you never know where it can come from. Another thing is an employee who's in charge of any part of your financial business, and they never want to take a vacation.
They have to.
That's a tip, though, isn't it? If they won't, won't leave. They won't take a almost won't take a day off. They won't. They protect. They're so protective of everything. If they won't take a vacation, if they won't show somebody how to run their business while they're gone, then you got a problem, don't you?
Yeah, warning signs should be going up your head. Yeah, you know, I've seen situations where the bookkeeper says, "I'm going on vacation. I'm going to do payroll a day early, so everybody get their stuff in early, so I can do it before I get out of here." That's fine. But they need to take some time off. Everybody needs time off. I think in the banking world, they have to take 2 weeks off, don't they?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, yeah. I think that, because anything that's fraud-wise would come up in that 2 weeks is the rule.
And that's what you do, though, when your person takes off. You say, okay, I'm gonna come in there, and I'm going to get somebody in here, and you're going to show them what you know, what you're doing, so they can fill in for you while you're gone in case you don't come back.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. Another thing that is really important is that you as the owner are the only one who can add vendors to your accounting software. So, for example,
that's interesting.
Because I've seen bookkeepers do ABC Inc. and ABC Corp. or, you know,
right.
And so you're signing checks.
20-30 bucks here and there.
Yep, done. So you're the only, you as the owner are the only one who should be able to add vendors to your accounting.
And the PO, and she's the one with the, or he's the one with the PO box, right?
Or, I mean, just whatever. I mean, they could go to Washington, D.C., and they have plain old PO boxes, and it doesn't matter. Or it could be an address that's local that you would recognize,
right,
too. You just don't know.
Hmm.
So, I mean, that one's really, really sneaky.
Wouldn't that reconcile, though, at the end of the year with the tax IDs and the legal and the 1099s, wouldn't that reconcile once a year?
Supposedly, but who's looking?
And unless she's doing your taxes, right? Or he?
Yeah,
or he.
Exactly.
Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Tintail right back with Ruth King, ProfitabilityRevolution.com. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.